Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Once again, we see the extent to which the Conservative Party of Canada is in the pocket of the gun lobby. We will continue to move forward in responsible ways while respecting the choices of law-abiding hunters and fishers and people who use guns responsibly.
Just looking at an Instagram post by Carey Price. It's making the rounds everywhere on social media. Legendary goaltender for the Montreal Canadiens, First Nations, British Columbia. And Carey Price is wearing his hunting gear, and he has a shotgun. And Mr. Medicino, he's holding it properly, carefully. And not like a hockey stick. He's holding it like an old shotgun. I love my family, writes Carey. I love my country and I care for my neighbor. I'm not a criminal or a threat to society. What that Justin Trudeau is trying to do is unjust. I support the CCFR underscore CCDAF to keep my hunting tools. Carey Price, number 31, for the Montreal Canadiens, to the Prime Minister. It's a pretty direct message. But here we are, and we're talking about this firearms legislation that the Liberals are insisting Mr. Mendicino, the public safety minister, what's the headline here? No intention whatsoever of banning long guns, hunting rifles, Mendicino. So, I'm sort of racking my brain here because shotguns and hunting rifles are on the list, and I don't know, Minister, but they're the ones that are used for hunting, and I hate to correct the Prime Minister. But in that clip that we played, and we'll play it again shortly, get it ready for me, please, Tom. He talks about, play it for me. Hang on. Just listen to what the Prime Minister says about what firearms are used for.
Once again, we see the extent to which the Conservative Party of Canada is in the pocket of the gun lobby. We will continue to move forward in responsible ways while respecting the choices of law-abiding hunters and fishers and people who use guns responsibly.
So I just wanted to be sure to point out that people actually don't go fishing with firearms. Mr. Trudeau seems to believe they do, but it's usually one of those long sticks that has some sort of nylon cord coming off the other end, and it's got a reel on it. That's what you go fishing with. Rod Geltaka is the CEO and Executive Director of the Coalition for Firearms Rights, and that's the organization Carey Price mentioned. Rod, how are you?
I'm doing well, Roy. How are you?
Good. You don't go fishing with a shotgun, do you?
I'm not a fisherman, but I know that some fishermen do just to protect themselves against bears, because when they haul a big salmon up out of the river, that's an easy grab for a bear that might be lurking around.
Yeah, but they don't fish the fish with the shotgun.
I don't think you're allowed to do that, actually.
No, I don't think so either. What's the CCFR's view of the current federal firearms initiative? Mr. Medicino says, what do you say? No intention whatsoever of banning long guns and hunting rifles.
Well, I think, I've been around a few years, Roy, and I've never seen a government, as long as I've been alive, I'm not a big fan of hyperbolic language, but that gaslights people at the level that this government does. Everything that they're doing, literally everything, directly affects hunters and sport shooters, law-abiding and only licensed gun owners. So it's, they say one thing and do something completely different.
Let's talk about who these licensed law-abiding gun owners are. And let's talk about the people first who have the unrestricted firearms, the long guns, the shotguns, and the rifles, and what they have to go through in order to be licensed to possess these firearms. Just remind us, please, Rod, of what's necessary.
Sure. Basically, the way the law is written, no one in Canada can possess a firearm unless they have a license, and that excuses them from the criminal charges associated with that. And to get that, basically, you have to have no criminal record, certainly no violence, no drug offenses, no domestic violence, that kind of thing. Then you have to take a 1 or 2 day safety course, depending on the firearms that you want to own. Then you have to pass that course with 80% or more. Then you can apply for a license. You get a criminal background check. You have to disclose recent job losses, medications, medical history, and you have to come up with two people who have known you 3 years or longer as references. And if you're married, your spouse has to sign off. And if you're not married, you have to list all of your conjugal partners for the last 2 years, plus their contact information. And then you may be granted a license after about, 4 to 6 months is typical, how long it takes. And at that point, and this is something that not a lot of Canadians know, you're enrolled in a program called Continuous Eligibility Screening, meaning that your name is compared to the CPIC database, which is the Canadian Police Information Center, every 24 hours. So even if you've had a license for 10 years, let's say, or 11 years, if you got into trouble and it was a violent offense or something that would be a concern for you to have firearms, the Canadian Firearms Program would notify the Chief Firearms Officer of your province, and they would contact you to see what happened last night or, 2 days ago, and determine whether or not you should have your guns taken away. So firearms are among the most highly regulated property in our country.
And people, firearms owners, are among the most law-abiding in the country because they understand, not only because of the test and because of all the requirements to obtain a license, but they just understand the significance of owning a firearm. Now, why do you suppose, Rod, why are the Liberals doing this? Why?
Well, I think there's a number of competing motivations here. One is this is really not the Liberal Party. Like, I used to vote Liberal, right? I voted for Jean Chrétien. I voted for Paul Martin. These are an entirely different group of people with an entirely different ideological outlook on what Canada is. So it's really difficult for me to listen to them even be called Liberals. I'm a Liberal, so that's difficult. But these folks have an ideological objection to anyone owning a firearm. They also see a political advantage in demonizing licensed firearm owners, blaming them for the Liberals' failure on keeping Canadians safe. As you are probably aware, over the last 7 years of Liberal rule and at the same time increasing firearm regulation, gang activity, gang violence is up 92% and violent crime is up 32%.
I didn't realize 92% for gangs. Wow.
92%. So the more gun control, there's no correlation here, but no. The more gun control that they've rolled out, right all the way back from Bill C-71 when they first, Ralph Goodale was Minister of Public Safety, Canada has become less safe. So it's they want to lay their failures at the feet of licensed gun owners to escape accountability. And at the same time, they convince Canadians that licensed gun owners are a threat and divide Canadians so that their voters think, the only way I can stop these evil gun owners is to vote Liberal next time around.
So there's no doubt in your mind that hunting rifles and shotguns used for hunting, these are on the list. No question.
Well, no question, of course. And again, right?
I know it sounds ridiculous, but we have to clarify.
Well, yeah. And you can look, this is the thing. Canadians can go look at that list. Mendocino says that don't believe the lies. We're not banning any hunting guns. And, the gun lobby is trying to gaslight you. And it's like, well, the list is public. Anyone can go look at it. So it's a strange time in Canadian history, Roy.
Chiefs of police aren't too enthusiastic about this either, are they?
That's true, and many of them have testified during the hearings for Bill C-21 and said just as much.
How quickly do you expect the government to act? It'll become apparent very quickly what firearms there are, even if people don't go to the list, once they start to be confiscated.
Well, the confiscation part is the tricky part. Right now, it costs the Liberals nothing to just ban all these guns and make them illegal. And of course, people like me have been sitting here with the guns that were banned back in May 2020, still sitting in my gun safe. I haven't been able to lay a hand on them for coming up 3 years for no good reason. There's no reason I can't just take them to the range in the interim while they decide what to do with them or roll out their buyback. But when they do these things, Roy, it's cost the Liberals nothing. They get their wedge issued like they wanted to. They get this big political firestorm like they want to distract from all their failures and corruption. I think we all are well aware of that. And it hasn't cost them nothing. So they could drag gun owners along for a decade by saying there's a buyback coming any day now. And they haven't had to peel off a dollar out of the cost.
So the person, really the person to look at, as far as the gun owners are concerned, legal gun owners in this country are concerned, have a look at Carey Price on Instagram, 0031, I think, at 00031. Rod, thank you so much for joining us. So a petition, what are you doing to help gun owners challenge this?
Well, we are suing the federal government in the largest lawsuit on behalf of gun owners in the history of the country. It's been pretty big. Our hearing is coming up in April, so I'm hoping to get a favorable ruling from the judge. But we do all kinds of things. We have television shows and studies and documentaries and all the rest of that stuff. People can find us at firearmrights.ca to support us.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.